The Wrong Choice, written by Leroy Chatfield. It was the wrong choice, period. There was no justification for that. Colonel Stephen McCraw, Texas Department of Public Security. My grandson bled to death in the fourth grade classroom at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, because the wrong choice was made. He was not given first aid to stop his bleeding and transported to the emergency room at the hospital to recover from his injury. He would be alive and here with me today if the correct choice had been made. How do I know? I told you. I am his grandfather. The wrong choice was made, and every one of the armed 19 police officers waiting in the hallway outside the classroom made the wrong choice, even though each one knew what the correct choice was. Each police officer had been more than well paid and received years of training in how to make the right choice during a mass shooting. They knew what they were supposed to do, but they could not do it. Instead, they pissed in their pants and soiled themselves waiting for someone else who was willing to make the correct choice. In the meantime, for more than an hour, my grandson was on the other side of the door bleeding. There was no one who could apply first aid to stop the bleeding and no one to take him to the emergency room. The correct choice was made too late. My grandson bled to death. I think of his mother. For the next 60 years, or however long she lives, it will always be the same. My son would be alive today if the police had made the correct choice. Every family event, Christmas Day, Easter, Thanksgiving, Cinco de Mayo, Day of the Dead at the graveyard, his birthday, the anniversary of the funeral, the date that he would have graduated from high school, any mention of a mass shooting on television or in the newspaper, and every time she sees a police officer or a police car. Heartbreaking. This wrong choice will haunt her forever. But because she is a mother, there is no escape. And what about the armed police who were standing in the hallway while my grandson bled to death, who knew what the correct choice was, but would not make it? We were following orders. Case closed. Uvalde is family to me.